Hello everyone, this is Ian Along and thank you very much for tagging along with me. Right now, I'm on the road. Usually, but this podcast is usually being for the benefit of those who only listen to me right now. Normally, except for some cases, my podcast is being recorded while on the road. And I have said this time and again that some of my thoughts, some of the thoughts being recorded is being recorded on the road. No, ganun nga. Kasi yun nga, dahil mas makaka, I usually think better and some of the thoughts and ideas usually pops out during the time that I am and was driving. So thank you very much for your patience in listening to me explaining this stuff. Ay, kaya dyan may mga tumutunog na ganyan eh, doon, diba? So, kaya makakarinig kayo din kayo ng mga, ano, ng mga Android noise. Technox. Kasi, yung what I'm timing, I have a dashcam with me. Alam nyo, sa panahon ngayon, talagang magda-dashcam ka eh, no? Kung meron kang opportunity, meron kang talaga kahit sa mumura, kahit even if you buy the cheapest dash cam so that you some people you do not know. So yun, so much for the dash cam and so much for my slow introduction. Who among you have dealt with graduate students? Sino sa inyo, who among you have dealt with graduate students? I believe some if not all have dealt with these kinds of folks one way or the other. I myself was a graduate student, because I have yet to pursue my PhD. Lord willing, and the willingness is still there, pero the schedule is not. The schedule, priorities is not. No? Kasi, ano yan, kumbaga, I'm doing what I'm doing right now, and there's so many things that happen for the past. Start recording emergency video. Yeah. Ayan ang problema pag nagbabumps eh. Bumpy roads in the Philippines think that you are on an emergency, pero akala nila emergency talaga, pero pero it's a safety measure of this dash cam, no? I don't want to promote this dash cam kasi hindi naman ako bayad or baka magalit sa akin yung nagda-dash cam yung may-ari nung or may-ari nung business ng dash cam na ito. Anyway, yun nga. And going back to my topic when it comes to graduate students and people had portrayed people, I do not know in other countries, and I have watched three idiots or three stupid people that Bollywood film. They portrayed a character who is bookish, and then they made fun of him and they made the translation and they talk about non-conventional education, but it came at the expense of the dean, it came at the expense of the, but at the long run, it had a twist. The dean or the school head said that the reason why the ball pen, why astronauts had a ball pen instead of pencil, is because eventually he gave him a lesson. He gave him that small lesson. People have ignored simply because they are much into non-conventional education, which I will not shame. But these non-conventional educators, this film about education, non-conventional learning, they are shaming at the expense of people who had been in one, who had worked hard to be one. Just like one of the characters there, they put them as a villainous comic relief. Now, it's not wrong to have non-conventional learning per se. In fact, I am part of Toastmasters International. It can be said that it is a non-formal education where I learn public speaking further. I didn't read public, as much as I have read public speaking books, but I learned it more when I became a Toastmaster, thanks to my mentor in Toastmasters also. And because of that, ladies and gentlemen, mga ka-Tagalong, I learned in a non-formal setting about communication and public speaking. And I never shame people who had an AB English degree or mass communication, an AB communication degree, or even masters in communications. When it comes to sa graduate studies, no, so nag-subside na yung mga noises everywhere sa paligid ko at this moment, whether it be mental noise sa yung noise, kasi medyo ano na, di ba, malapit na ako sa destination ko. Oftentimes, graduate students or those who are in a formal educational setup are portrayed as arrogant. Graduate ako ng PhD! Diba? I have yet to listen to somebody who really mentioned that. Without context. Maybe, magbigay naman tayo ng benefit of the doubt kung mas magaling tayo. If we are really better, we are really humanly better, we will give the benefit of the doubt. Sasabihin natin na maybe there's a context. For example, pinakita yung lisensya. A classmate of mine who passed away years ago, by the way, said, ang yabang naman, pinakita niya yung licensure examination for teachers. But ladies and gentlemen, eduk students kami. But it was misinterpreted. But your misinterpretation is not his fault. Yes, it may be his fault, but you also have a part in misinterpreting it. If you really have that humility, kasi yan nga sinasabi nila, mayabang daw mga sa graduate student. Ito nga, hindi pa graduate student eh. Professional teachers, papakita yung licensure examination, yung PR or Professional Regulations Commission card niya. Papakita niya. Pero, ang context naman, ladies and gentlemen, ang student niya ay mga
EDUC students
who, by the way, will have ideally or on theory, unless other career paths said so, who will take up licensure examination for teachers. That professor showed his LET or his PRC card for students to see credibility. Na I'm a professional teacher. And he's showing that this is important because he's teaching in the public school for them to have a for them to see. Mas mayabang ang dating nun, ladies and gentlemen, if that professional showed that PRC card to people who never ask. Ayan pa pala. People will never ask because they know. Yung ibang tao kasi, style naman din yan. To hoodwink their pride. They will never ask. Or they will never ask even if they are aware. Even if they have awareness kasi sa social media. Alam nyo, dito ko based on my experience in recent years of experience, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with other people, ladies and gentlemen, minsan may mga tao bigla na lang mawawala ang pagiging chismoso nila, pagiging marites nila, if it doesn't benefit them. Their curiosity will stop. Thus, may kilala nga ako, question yung curiosity, nawala yung curiosity niya. Nawala curiosity niya, and will not dig further because hindi siya topic na to. Pero, ganun, diba? Plainly because, yun nga, ganun nga eh. Now, going back, ganun nga yung style na hindi kasi sila curious. Kasi nga, you don't need the compliment. That's why you need to be deprived of such. But that's another story. Yan nga, sa professional pa lang eh. How much more sa PhD? How much more? And there is this retired HR practitioner na kilala ko who really literally said, "Don't put doctor sa pangalan niya." Oh. And yet, he earned it. Eto, dito na tayo pupunta. Bakit ako, why am I so triggered? Sasabihin, lahat na lang triggered sa'yo. As if naman hindi kayo nagalit. Hindi lang halata sa social media ninyo, pero nagagalit din kayo. I know some people na tahimik ang social media, tahimik ang Facebook, pero ang ex nila o Twitter account nila puno ng political rants. Doon nagkakalat sa Twitter or ex. Pero ang bait sa Facebook. And I never say that his rants on Twitter is invalid. So, yun nga, balik tayo. Sa graduate students kasi, the reason why it's triggering for somebody who took up graduate studies is because when you are in a graduate school, appealing to the professors, lecturers, and instructors doesn't stop from the undergraduate program. In fact, you are expected to ask your professor from time to time, whether it be schedule, whether it be submissions, whether it be considerations, and your professor will facilitate your outputs and even edit it. If especially in a journal when you are collab with him.
your collaborator with him. He will tailor fit it so that your ideas and his or her ideas, your professor's idea, will merge into one body of knowledge called journal paper. Not to mention the thesis and dissertation. You will face panels. Members of the panel. You will face at least three people. One chair and two members of the panel. Panel chair and two members of the panel, at least. And good for you if you are subjected into a facilitating type and very helpful type of panel. And I would like to thank my school for doing so. But for somebody who experienced in the master's program being quote-unquote violated or being they call it war room. When they defend a paper, when you are defending a thesis, like you are in a grilling session, then mind you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to subject yourself to that. If you are arrogant, or if you're full of yourself, you cannot handle that kind of pressure. Kumbaga, baka masapak nyo pa yung mga nasa panel, baka masabunutan nyo pa, masapak ninyo. Oh. Or, better yet, while you are listening, mentally, you are flashing a middle finger to your panel for being mean, quote-unquote. But it takes intellectual humility to withstand them and to bow down, quote-unquote, proverbially, of their ideas. This is why when somebody is introducing, when in Wikipedia, if you notice, professors usually have advisor on the resume. Dissertation advisor or thesis advisor or doctoral advisor, they have that because the advisor contributed to your paper, even significant. Regardless of your grand ideas, your panel will facilitate it for it to be not too burning, or should I say, just palatable enough to make it palatable enough on the university level. Now, if the itch to do the further studies on your study, then do so. Write a journal. Collaborate with the professor. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a level of intellectual humility or a level of humility to earn that graduate degree. Sa thesis pa lang, ladies and gentlemen, sa thesis pa lang, in dissertation, whenever your bias, kasi ano, may bias talaga ang researcher. That's why he will formulate a hypothesis. He will formulate the null and alternative hypothesis. And there are times that usually you don't accept null hypothesis. You reject the null hypothesis. What happened is you failed to reject the null hypothesis. You fail to reject the null hypothesis. You cannot accept the null, diba? If you are aware of that, No, but that's another topic. Sometimes, in fact, the paper that gave me my master's, that gave me my second master's, failed. Most of the hypotheses failed to reject the null hypothesis. And I have no choice but to accept and bow down on the results of the survey. Or else, hindi ako makakagraduate. Oh, you see? That's where high IQ individuals, above average individuals, some of the above average individuals, high IQ individuals, and those who are strong-willed individuals failed to do so. That's why they didn't pursue or are not pursuing further studies. Not to mention work. Ganun naman talaga ang dahilan. Magiging work ang dahilan eh. Oh. Pero kung ang odds is makakatapos ka rin ng degree just by pushing your idea, malamang sa malamang, significant numbers of graduate students who stop will finish the degree. But they, sadly, some of them do not have time to undergo the rigors of revisions. Not to mention some people, for example, if you are in a state university, tanggapin na lang natin, mga kaibigan, ang pila sa mga state U's. Pila university, diba, sabi nga nila, PUP, Pila University of the Philippines, with no offense, sila ibang mismo nagkukwento niyan. And that is the inevitable. I studied in one of my masters is a government-based university. The protocol is there talaga, pipila ka. Your patience will be tested. Pila pa lang. Wala pa yung studies. Paghihintay sa prof, waiting for the professor, only to be told that he's abroad, he will return 2 weeks after. Or he is in a seminar, he will return a month after. He actually requested for leave and you have a requirement that needs his signature. Your patience will be tested. Your patience will be tested. And this is the reason why kapag yung isang PhD graduate, this is the reason why PhD graduate and even law graduates, especially law graduates, law graduates tend to be triggered when they are slighted. Not because, yes, you can call it pride per se, pero he tends to look back, I work hard for this. And yet people should appreciate graduate students, PhD degree holders, not in a patronizing manner. They should appreciate them because of what they underwent, what they had undergone. Because it takes a level of humility to earn that degree. It takes a level of humility to accept the take of the panel, even if it is against your core. It takes humility when you are in a state university to go to protocols, government-based protocols, to go to this office, one line, one queue after another queue. It takes a level of humility to wait for your professor because he is still in a consultancy duty. So you will wait for him. You will adjust your time with that professor because that's the time of your professor and you need to finish the paper, so you will adjust your time to the professor. And that is humility, ladies and gentlemen. Kaya nyo ba yon? Kaya nyo ba yon? Malamang yung ibang may pera dito, babayaran nyo na, sasabihin, bayad pera-pera lang yan. So you do not have the patience, di ba? You do not have the humility. And tapos only to be lambasted by some wannabes, some retired practitioners, for example, some retired practitioners who will just erase the title in his favor pa. Eh, gusto ko nga masabi before noon eh bakit may title po kayo sa dulo? Pero siya hindi pwede. Hindi do related. If I can, ayoko nang banggitin yung degree kasi maalala, I will keep the clues right away eh. That person will become obvious eh. He needs the, but the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a level of intellectual humility to finish a graduate education. To call them as proud, arrogant, full of themselves, yes, maybe there are some, and so does non-degree holders. It's an attitude. Degree doesn't make everyone proud. An advanced degree doesn't make a person proud. Advanced degrees sometimes releases the pride out of that person. So, ibig sabihin, mayabang na yung taong. Whenever na matrigger ng isang graduate PhD na magsalita siya, may context yun. Baka binastos yan. Kayo ba gusto nyo mabastos? Kahit wala nga kayong degree eh, bastusin kayo, gusto nyo? Of course not. Basic ano yan, basic respect yan. With or without degree, huwag mong babastusin ng tao. Tapos pag sa PhD, kailangan humble lang siya kapag binastos? Ikaw nga na hindi degree holder, for example, or drop out. Pag nabastos ka, mananapak ka panigurado eh. Tapos, pag nasa PhD, kailangan humble siya. May problema tayo dun. Ibig sabihin, kayo lang, gusto nyo, kayo lang. May problema yun. Expectations, high standards, kasi PhD siya. Hoy, di bale kung sa 5 years niya sa PhD program, senyorito siya doon. Ibang ang nasa graduate studies eh, nagkasakit eh. Sa law school, nagkasakit. Mental health pa more, di ba? Nagkasakit. Nagkaroon ng anxiety, lalo sa PhD program. Hindi sila naging senyorito. Even yung mga henyo na sinasabi ninyo, yan nga problema iba eh. Porket mataas ang IQ ng tao, ang gagawin ninyo, bibigyan nyo siya ng little preparation. Total matalino ka naman. Wala kayong respeto, bastos. Wala kayong respeto sa mga ganun. Porket PhD level, bibigyan nyo ng little preparation. Kasi matalino naman siya. Bastos. Pag iba, kailangan more time, gano'n. Ha? Ay, bastusan tayo. Ha? Kaya nga nag-aral din ng advanced study yon to have an advantage. Na halimbawa, nag-advanced study ka, tapos may equal preparation, edi may advantage ka na so that you will perfect the crap more. Eh, mangyayari, PhD graduate ka? O sige, pwede ka ba magsalita? Kailan ang topic? Kailan i-deliver? Next week. Ayos ah. Tanong ko, sa lahat pa ng tao, ganyan kayo. Lahat pa ng tao, inaapuran ninyo ng mabilisan. Sabihin na natin para akong galit, pero itong tanong, lahat ba ng tao inaapura ninyo? Ng ganyan. So, no, hindi pwedeng yes. Kasi may mga tao na ingat kayo na next, wag, mamuapurahin niya, magagalit yan. May sinasanto kayo eh. And when you do that, when you have that kind of disrespect to a PhD graduate, the pride is not on the PhD graduate, but on you. Ang yayabang ninyo, kayo mayabang. Kasi you compromise respect. 'Di ba? Ay, dibali ko kabiruan. Ay, pakita nyo kung kabiruan nyo yung tao. Dibali kung kabiruan yan, naman si case to case basis eh. Diba? Pag kabiruan, again, that's an outlier. That's an exception to the rule. Oh, that is an exception, not a rule. And by the way, Tagalog yung yun ha. I'm speaking in vernaculars here. Huwag nyo akong isi-shame. May mga ibang ito, sorry to say, some of my there are former teachers that I have. May mga nagsasabi, kala mo kung sino matalino, wala naman. Oh. And to think about it, well, people who had PhD, who had a PhD or master's degree never said that to me. So where's the lie? Nasaan na kasinungalingan na mayabang ang mga graduate students? Na mayabang ang mga PhD degree holders? Nasaan? Wala eh. Diba? I don't know. Baka nakinig naman ako ng podcast. Parang naman akong inaaway. Then, okay lang. Sige, lipat nyo po. Maintindihan ko naman po yun. Pero raising a point, the point is kasi ganoon ka-terrible. That's how terrible people treat PhD graduates, master's graduates in a smart, not only a smart shaming fashion, but making them appear that they are the proud ones. When in fact, pride is universal. Pride, further studies do not make a person proud. Further studies reveal the pride within the person. Sabi nga sa Tagalog, pag piniga, lalabas ang gata. Again, if you are really in the rigors, if you have witnessed, and eto nga, pinapakita ko na nga, hindi naman namin alam yan eh. Eto na nga, binabanggit ko na, di alam nyo na, now you know. Oh, public service announcement. Now you know. Sinabi ko na, pinakita ko na. Oh, tigas ulo pa rin. Okay lang. 'Di ba? So, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a level or an intellectual humility and even general humility for one to get a PhD degree or a master's degree. It's unfair for somebody to be called proud simply because he worked hard for something. It is not right to call somebody proud over something that he worked hard for. In fact, if he worked hard for it, he is just happy of the fruits of his labor. And the least that you can do is to be happy. The least that you can do is to commend or compliment the person's achievement. Whether it is graduate studies, or whether it is a certificate, or whether it is a training certificate, or apprenticeship certificate, or continuing education certificate. Be proud. Or craftsmanship, he finished a craft. Just be happy with the person. You do not know the hard work that person have or did, even if you think the person is gifted. This is Ian along. Thank you, and thank you very much for tagging along with me.